Thursday is back upon us. So let's get it started with this.
Dark Secrets on the Line.
Brought to you by?
Something like that.
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Gahan was rolling.
I didn't write it.
I know, some computer idiot did.
Here's Dave.
And with us, as he is on select Thursdays of our choosing, Gordon Keith.
Hey, what's happening, Hardline? Oh, look,
sounds like he just got out of the bathroom. Oh, it's the double flush.
Didn't quite break it in half and get it all the way down the first time.
I'm picturing sticking his whole leg down there, just shoving it down. Okay.
What?
Would you stop?
doing comedy.
Is there an airstrike?
Followed by a NASCAR race.
Okay, are we ready to start?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Are we starting now?
So
oh,
stupid.
My God. That's all
what?
Gordon. That's not him.
Yes,
right?
It's Gordon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, we need to say goodbye to a Texas legend as Kinky Friedman has passed away at the age of 79.
Oh, man.
A post on his socials says Kinky Friedman stepped on a rainbow at his beloved Echo Hill, surrounded by family and friends. Kinkster endured tremendous pain and unthinkable loss in recent years, but he never lost his fighting spirit and quick wit.
What was his loss?
He will live on as his books are read and his songs are sung. I don't know.
That's none of your business, Corby.
Well, it is if they say that he experienced incredible loss.
Are you demanding answers?
Like if it said he fell into a volcano, is it okay if I said, where's the volcano?
No.
Where did he do the Wilhelm scream? Did you interview him, Gordon? I know I did one time.
Yes, and did. He was on the Musers once.
There was a very Bill Walton quality about Kinky where, and Barry Switzer too, and Lee Trevino, where you ask a question and then it's just gone. He just goes.
Yeah. Yeah. He can talk forever or could. Yeah.
Yes,
so
could.
Songwriter, author, activist. He famously ran for governor in Texas in 2006 and got 12.6% of the vote.
Pretty good right there.
He also...
How many did you get, Gordon? That's what I thought.
Okay, you didn't even allow me a chance to answer.
He also...
But you would have said that anyway.
He also trumpeted as his own claim to fame that he was the, quote, first full-blooded Jew to appear at the Grand Ole Opry.
I was never comfortable with his band name. It threw me into orbit. Kinky
Friedman. What was it?
Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys.
It's kind of funny. It's a play on the Texas Doughboys? Playboys.
Doughboys?
Yeah, he had... his band had a couple of
Somewhere
songs.
Wolonsky is cheering.
They had a couple of songs that were controversial because they were entitled
Ride 'em Jew Boy.
Oh my.
And
They Ain't Making Jews Like Jesus Anymore.
I mean, he's got a point.
Name.
They really didn't make any of them like Jesus anymore.
Nope.
So, condolences to the Kinky Friedman family.
Okay, I always...
But we don't... I'm kind of with Corby. We don't know anything more about his death or what he endured the past few years. Like, is there some story we're missing? Like, his loved ones were involved in a car accident or...
When you say endured tremendous pain and unthinkable loss, that just
it's
is
leading
open...
question,
it's open-ended completely.
Or leading statement, guy.
He was the guy, I always thought this was Willie Nelson who said this, but it was, but they're kind of kissing cousins. Very close friends, Kinky Friedman and Willie Nelson, or they were.
It's looking like,
yeah, go ahead.
People close to him are saying Parkinson's disease.
What was that?
Parkinson's disease.
Okay. All right.
Parkinson's disease. We just get a segment where EA lists diseases.
Let it sit park for him and we'll go to the grocery store.
EA, here's a list of diseases we need you to read, please.
They go to the park and they eat.
Good thing I didn't become a doctor.
Eat dinner at the park.
What?
With their sons. So.
Good thing I'm not a government doctor.
Okay.
So I think that.
Having fun.
The quote was, and Gordon helped me out, it was, they asked him, and maybe it was when he ran for governor because he had to answer this, and they were asking about gay marriage. And
if
his,
it's inevitable, then just.
Hey, yeah.
No, that's wrong
that
guy.
Was Clayton Williams.
Wrong weird
and
Texas.
Talking about rape.
Yeah, guy.
Oh.
This, his was, I'm all for gay marriage. They deserve to be as miserable as the rest of us.
Yes, classic line.
That's awesome line.
He's gay!
Yes.
All right, we have a new location for Gordon to put on his L.A. Trail of Tears.
Oh, waiter, do you have oysters on the half shell?
Now, what is currently on your L.A. Trail of Tears, Gordon?
I don't have a Trail of Tears. First of all, that's offensive because the real Trail of Tears was very serious.
In L.A.?
Yeah, like he goes to the restaurant where...
The O.J. Trail of Tears.
Well, there's the O.J. Trail of Tears.
To be in Brentwood at the time that his house was still standing.
You pick him bad. And didn't you?
Don't you have a couple Reginald Denny stops along the way?
No, I've never been to where Reginald Denny got a toilet over the head.
Didn't you do it? You had a Robert Blake Trail of Tears,
Robert
too.
Blake Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
I was hungry for Italian food, and that was the closest restaurant.
And what's it
after
called?
After I drove for 30 minutes.
What's it called?
Vitello's.
Vitello's. Oh.
See, you just...
I mean, I think it's Vitello's. I don't even know. It's been so long.
You have to check the lighter that you stole or the ashtray that you took.
Right.
And I didn't want to park right up close to the restaurant because I didn't want to get any door dings, so I parked out by the dumpster.
Right where Robert Blake parked.
And what do you do with the Night Stalker stuff?
Ooh, yeah.
I just go to various locations and pray.
Well,
Janis Joplin?
For those we lost.
Well, Marilyn Monroe.
The Black Dahlia.
She lived in a Brentwood home, a 1929 four-bedroom Spanish colonial-style house.
That sold a few years ago.
She only lived there for 6 months in 1962 before she died of her apparent overdose. And so, yeah, it was sold.
Parkinson, actually.
It was sold last year.
I don't know. I didn't understand that either. Yay, what?
It was sold last year for $8.35 million.
Okay.
To Brenna Milstein and her husband, reality TV producer Roy Bank. And they plan to demolish it to expand their property because they own the lot next door.
God, I've always dreamt of doing something like that. You know that you're incredibly opulent if you can demolish the property next door.
Yeah. Wait, you've dreamt of that?
Yes.
You want to knock down your neighbor's home just as a flex.
I want to have the opportunity to. Like, oh yeah, I'll buy it and then I'll just demolish it. And you know what? I'll probably put nothing there.
I'm going to expand my side yard.
Right.
What do you think about that?
So,
do you still swing by the Menendez childhood home?
No.
Would you get off Googling LA murders or whatever you're on over there?
Oh, this is all from the top of my head.
So yesterday, the LA City Council, they approved Marilyn Monroe's former home in its historical cultural monument nomination. So they're nominating it as a protected landmark. It hasn't been approved yet, but if it is approved, that would help protect it from being demolished. It doesn't completely stop it from being demolished, but it puts a lot of roadblocks for the owners of the property to tear it down when it is deemed to have historical significance. And so,
you think they have the same toilets?
Like that?
Why do you care?
That
Corbin?
Marilyn sat on?
Yeah, but she was probably like all Elvis.
Just released a clump of chlamydia.
Like she was probably all Elvis impacted, right? She had a pill problem.
Hmm.
And back then, people didn't know that those pills would back you up like that,
right?
How would they not know that if they're taking them? I think they'd figure that out quickly.
Right, and their water bill is down to like 2 cents a month.
So the owners have sued the city. They're saying that there's no remaining evidence of the time when Marilyn lived there. So I guess they went in and they said that the toilets are different.
Yeah.
I'd like to break in here, guys. The Lakers got Bronny.
Oh.
Good for the LeBron family.
What an upset.
Yeah.
So back to the Maryland thing. That's not her death home, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Did she die at her home?
Yeah, I think she died at home,
you
I think.
But that
was the last place she lived?
Yeah, that's the last place she lived.
Why are people laughing?
I don't know.
God, she was only 36.
She was that over the hill?
We need to offer congratulations to Phoebe Gates. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, she was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No,
yeah,
that's
married to Kevin Kline.
Phoebe Gates. Oh. This is Phoebe Gates.
From Friends.
The daughter.
Oh, yes, I know this. So this is Bill Gates' daughter
Bill and
that's
Melinda.
Dating.
Now, hold on.
She was a big open carry bitch. Get rid of that.
Was she? Interesting.
It's from like 1998.
Yeah,
little squeaky boy.
Bill Gates' daughter. She just graduated from Stanford.
And she's going out with the grandson.
Shut up! Let me do the story.
Yes, as I just said.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Gordon.
No. You go ahead, Dave.
You go ahead and do it.
I really have no idea. I was just making something up.
So she shared photos from her Stanford University graduation celebrations, and one of the pictures, she's riding a young gentleman on his back, a piggyback ride. And she captioned it saying, "My boyfriend Arthur giving me a lift post-ceremony." Well, turns out his name is Arthur Donald. He's the grandson of Paul McCartney.
What?
Wow. So the grandson of Paul McCartney is dating the daughter of Bill Gates.
Think of all the musical software they're going to make.
Okay. First off, Bill Gates' daughter.
Yeah, the picture I saw, she looked pretty
what? Pretty.
So Arthur graduated from Yale in 2021.
Pretty white.
Boy, this proves...
How did he afford that?
This proves that weird-looking people can have a hot kid.
Melinda is from here.
Well, I meant Bill.
He completed an internship at Lucasfilm. And then he went into finance. He's been an analyst at B-House, at Goldman Sachs, and now at the Collaborative Fund.
Ooh, isn't that a little scary for her, dating an analyst like that?
Analyst.
Bad pronunciation.
An analyst.
How... don't you wish that... Oh, there he goes.
We're dominating.
Don't you wish you could, like, spend a week in those circles where it's like, Dad, can I meet Paul McCartney's grandson? Yeah, sure. Let me just reach out to two people.
Don't forget to wash your hands,
Gordon. Take 30 seconds.
That wasn't me. That was the analyst, Marilyn Monroe.
But then billionaires meet billionaire. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. Money begets money.
We're all suckers.
They can knock down all their neighbors' side yards if they want to.
Oh,
all right. Lastly, before we get to rant revival.
They probably have zero impacted toilets.
Ariana Grande is facing backlash.
It's a weird thing on the transcript.
She did an appearance last week on the Pod Crushed podcast.
And were you going to say she had a weird dinner guest or something like this in her fantasy dinner guest list?
Go ahead.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
All right, rant revival next.
Oh, wait,
no!
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 3 minutes.
No!
3 minutes. We'll see if Dave kicks Gordon out of the club next.
Dave.
All the time, they'll have a gummy or I'll smell alcohol on their breath. Not unusual. There was a guy that actually was tripping on mushrooms. He came with a bunch of friends.
What?
And he didn't think he was going to get on the show. And then when he got up on stage... Drew Carey says, I asked him what he did for a living, and he says, I'm a skateboarding rabbi.
How did he know? He was totally tripping. Did he
while
tell
he was on the show?
Drew that he man. Was like, bro, listen, just take it easy.
I don't know if he, if he said it in the break or what.
Yeah.
Surely he didn't reveal that on the air.
Can we play one of your
tripping
easy,
balls right now?
One of them easy games, like count to three.
But being on a gummy and being on The Price is Right sounds pretty magical.
Sure.
Or frightening.
Does the Drew Carey version still do the same games, the shopping game and the yodeler guy that crawls up that fake
God, all right. Was that y'all's favorite game? The Yodeler guy was my favorite game.
Sure. Plinko was my favorite.
Ooh, that's a
Which
good
one's
game.
That one?
That was the little ball that went bounced down and around it was sideways.
Like, it was like a disc that would go and you drop it and it would go bounce through the pins.
Ka-ding, 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 ka-ding.
I was always pretty intrigued by the one where you have four products and four price tags and then you would go pull the lever and it would tell you. Oh no! Not, you had two, but now you're
and that
back
was
to
always
zero.
To win the car, like the
was
Hun-
it
the Hyundai
is
Accent
that the showcase showdown?
Something.
Yeah, and Gordon's always just yelling at the TV, "Go show the boat and the girl."
I was not.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Why were you always yelling at your TV, Gordon?
Show where the croquet mallet goes.
I'll run that boat through you, Janice.
Oh,
is Janice the one that Bob had relations with?
Him?
No.
Okay, you. Bar-
she sued him.
She sued him.
Janice
Dickinson.
What's her last name?
It's Dickinson.
I knew it was vulgar.
It's not vulgar.
No, I think it, I think it was.
Don't do it.
I think it was Parkinson.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh.
Parkinson.
Well, did a Parkinson. Did Bob Borden.
Yeah, and Kinky, and Kinky Friedman died of Borden. Dickinson.
Whoa.
Boy, look at this.
What?
1980 when Vanna White first got to town.
Are you looking at the pictures?
No.
Holy
she's
moly.
On The Price is Right.
Look she at her. Was a contestant?
Yeah, look. There's
a what?
Wow.
Vanna.
Con- she was a contestant.
A contestant.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dad.
1980.
Man, she was a looker.
She had was kid? She?
She had a daughter?
She- what?
Gross. She still
that
looks
is
good,
gross.
Right? Isn't she like 70?
Yeah.
She's going to carry on.
She doesn't look good now.
Even though Sajak.
Yeah.
What's that, EA?
She doesn't look good now.
What do you mean she doesn't look good now?
So, I just looked her up.
EA would turn it down.
EA, you're going on a cruise with your family.
Yeah.
If you could replace your 9-year-old brother with 70-year-old Vanna White, would you?
I mean, yeah, but. But that's
wait,
why
how old are you, EA?
I'm 35.
And Vanna White is gross to you.
I mean, she back when she was on Married with Children, that episode, back in the day, EA had some fun with that. But now, it's not great. I'm sorry.
Okay, first of all, I'm a little bit thrown by your pronunciation of episode. Second of all, you talking about yourself in the third person is weird.
That's actually perfect.
How are your standards that high that Vanna White wouldn't even make it onto your yacht?
Okay, I'm sorry. It's my fantasy. Let's go. It's not going to happen.
Okay, who's in your fantasy? Who's your top fantasy girl?
Bork. Right now, Candace Swanpool from the Victoria's Secret model. You know, yeah, she's
Candace Swimming Pool.
Yeah, Candace
Swanpool. I don't know how to say her. Like,
wait,
it's some kind of
swimming pool. What are you
swim
saying?
Pool. Swim
pool. Pool. Swim pool. How do you?
I can't pronounce it.
Well, how do you spell it?
Yeah, you can. I gotta look it up.
S W what?
Well, just try to spell it.
S W. A-N-E-P-O-E-L.
You're just saying random
Swan
letters.
Swan pole. S-S-W-Q-R-Q-Q-Q-5-7-8-12-12-building onion ring.
That doesn't spell anything, EA. All right, so Gordon...
Onion ring?
Gordon...
EA, that's an O.
Oh, we call them onion rings.
Yeah. You ever had one in Munger?
Double onion ring.
Gordon, if EA were going to read a promo for your Twitch stream tonight, are you going to do one? Are you going to go head-to-head with the debate?
You know, I think that what I'm going to do is just like from 7:35 to 8, so it's going to be really, really short. But I at least want to get on Twitch tonight, 7:35.
Well, do it. Do it as the... EA.
Make sure to...
Well, if I do it as EA, then no one will hear the information.
All right. Relay it to me what you're doing right now, and then you do it in EA.
All right. How about EA, you say it. I'll tell you what to say, and then you say it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Twitch tonight at 7:35.
Twitch tonight at 7:35.
Watch Gordon Keith.
Watch Gordon Keith.
Tell you everything you've always wanted to know.
Tell you everything you've always wanted to know.
About my crotch.
About my crotch.
The website is twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
And the website is twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
And I like waterfall frogs.
I don't like waterfall frogs.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
what are waterfall frogs? Thank you, EA, for the assist.
All right, Gordon,
yeah,
thank you.
735, a short little Twitch. Join us if you dare.
We love you, and we'll talk to you. I think you're off next week. Oh, he had to go to the bathroom. Are you off next week?
Double onion ring.
Yes, I am off for a few weeks.
All right. Well, you
as
have
I
a...
take a much-needed rest and a time of reflection.
Yes. Enjoy your sabbatical, and we will catch up with you very soon, and we dearly love you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gordon.
Bye, EA.
To the Menendezes.
Love you, Gordon.
2024 Mazda MX-5 Miata, starting price $30,170. And you know what?
It's
pretty cool.
One of the greatest cars of all time.
Look how freaking rad that looks right now.
They are so fun. Rear wheel drive, so fun. Yeah. Really, really light.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a death trap to me.
Yeah.
Safety. Dave has a baby, so he looks at things different.
Yeah, where would I put the baby in it?
Right. Where would your baby fart?
All right. This came up last week at Ticket Summer Chill. At some point on the roundtables, we were talking about your day-to-day existence during the summer.
Yes.
That you would wake up and...
Bake.
No, you wouldn't bake.
Oh. What year are we talking?
Well, maybe you did. Yeah. I'm talking more like middle school.
Era. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't smoke
elementary,
until ninth
middle
grade.
School. Yeah. So you would wake up, you would have some cereal, you would watch The Price is Right, and then you would go swimming or you'd jump on your bike or you'd go play wiffle ball, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all of us, like, Price is Right was a staple.
Yeah.
And you always would fantasize about being a contestant and what game you would be good at and how you would be able to outsmart the other contestant at the Showcase Showdown, all of that.
Loved it. Loved it.
That's not what I was fantasizing about in middle school.
Yeah, you were all... First off...
Barker's beauties.
Without a doubt...
No Barker's microphone.
If I would have known you... If you would have been in my circle of friendship and trust back in 1983, you would have definitely been known as the horniest 10-year-old on the block.
Gosh.
You've talked to in kindergarten, you knew.
Yeah, before you had pubes, you were like
way before
going crazy over
he
women.
He was still wearing like pull-ups and he was going crazy over women.
Wait, there's a whole lot of narrative being created with me sitting on the sidelines here.
It's true.
No, I said that I had crushes on my kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, right.
You guys didn't have that?
You fantasized about way too many things back then when you were way too small.
Okay.
Yeah, did you like think about what you wanted to do with your kindergarten teacher?
No, I had no concept of any of that stuff.
Hell yeah,
I just would have crushes on them and would study them.
I feel like...
Pray.
Like you found the neighborhood book in the creek and you read it at a very young age and saw things that most kids never saw, and that launched you into this world of horny.
No,
as first
no, and no.
How
we did not find any pictures of that sort until
how
I think
old
it was
were
sixth
you?
Grade.
How old were you when you first saw a photograph of a birth canal?
Sixth grade.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know if I can describe what was in the picture, but.
Definitely for us, it was.
Someone was using a croquet mallet.
In the woods, across the street from Ben Henderson's. From Ben Henderson's house.
Which end?
Gross. The Henderson house had a wooded area, and there were copies of multiple magazines in which I was shocked and traumatized as a fourth grader.
We've got Bush.
So you were traumatized by it when you first saw it.
Yeah, right. And you were grooming yourself
to
become
you
part of that
had
world.
Had something awaken in yourself.
Right. You're like,
it's just kid stuff.
Yeah.
Now I know where to put it.
Okay, well, if you were traumatized by it when you first saw it, then how did you get over that trauma to then want that?
Did you have that, Bob? Did you have the wooded area and the books and neighborhood and all that?
Obviously.
Yeah, it was like the...
In a way, I am sad to report that we also had the neighborhood magazine.
Yeah, yes! It was the preteen shared library.
And why was it in the woods? And why didn't adults, why weren't they, like, that's the greatest secret ever.
In fact.
And it was every neighborhood in the world at the time.
In fact, if I may.
Go on.
I don't know if our neighborhood was the luckiest neighborhood of them all, but it was Vanna
White. Because Dahmer lived nearby?
It was Vanna White's big day.
No way. I didn't even know. I can't remember her getting nude.
I believe it was
a tasteful spread for Playboy.
I think it was unauthorized photos that might have got out there or something, as I recall. I don't remember
Sup,
but
slut.
It wasn't your run of the mill normal garden variety.
Did Frank show you?
No, but it wasn't far from Frank's house.
It wasn't far from where his Frank. Head came
was
to rest.
Okay, now listen.
Staring Frank at showing you this thing, and all of Frank's, a sudden his head flies off.
Frank's demise was out in the country where barb wire can be found and not in a neighborhood.
Hey,
Barb. Barb.
God, that
what,
is...
What are y'all...
Well,
okay.
We're done with you. Yeah.
Have you seen Frank?
It's good talking to you. No.
The reason I bring up Price is
when
Right...
When you see that head, tell him I'll give him...
Oh, okay,
go ahead,
thanks,
I'm
Barb.
Sorry.
Like, what year are we talking about with that?
Mid-80s.
Vanna.
Go on, Dave.
Well, here's how The Price is Right has changed. So, evidently, back in the day when we would watch, it would always be real dorky people that were on the show as contestants, right?
Yeah.
But now, there is a trend where you have a lot of younger people that are going to the tapings, and maybe that's because it's Drew Carey and not Bob Barker.
Yeah. Because
Drew Carey's
so
really
young.
Popular.
Well, he's
young
just,
people.
He's a little edgier, I guess.
Hey, it's on eBay, Gordon.
What is?
The Vanna White?
The Vanna White.
Maybe this should be the first time I ever go to eBay and I buy this.
April of 1987, we find. So I guess I was a little older.
He did an interview. Drew Carey did an interview with TV Insider. And
oh, yeah. Oh,
All right. Slow down, 10-year-old.
Croquet mallet and TV Insider. And he revealed that many contestants on The Price is Right...
Gross.
Fortify themselves before the taping of the show. He says it happens all the time. They'll have a gummy or I'll smell alcohol on their breath. Not unusual. There was a guy that actually was tripping on mushrooms. He came with a bunch of friends.
What?
And he didn't think he was going to get on the show. And then when he got up on stage, Drew Carey says, I asked him what he did for a living, and he says, I'm a skateboarding rabbi.
Mm.
He was,
how did
he
know?
Totally tripping.
Did he
while
tell
he was on the show?
Drew that he man. Was like, bro, listen, just take it easy.
I don't know if he,
yeah,
I don't
right
know
now.
If he said it in the break or what.
Yeah,
surely he didn't reveal that on the air.
Can we play
I'm,
one of your
I'm tripping
easy,
balls right now?
One of them easy games, like count to three.
But being on a gummy and being on The Price is Right sounds pretty magical.
Sure.
Or frightening.
Does the Drew Carey version still do the same games, the shopping game and the yodeler guy that crawls up that fake
God, all right. Was that y'all's favorite game? The yodeler guy was my favorite game.
Sure. Plinko was my favorite.
Ooh, that's
which one's
game.
That one?
That was the little ball that went bounced down and around
it was
sideways.
Like, it was like a disc that would go and you drop it and it would go bounce through
ka-ding,
the pins.
Ka-ding, 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 ka-ding.
I was always pretty intrigued by the one where you have four products and four price tags, and then you would go pull the lever and it would tell you, oh, no, not, you had two, but now you're
back to
zero.
And that was always to win the car, like the,
was it?
The Hyundai
Accent. Is that the showcase showdown?
Yeah, and Gordon's always just yelling at the TV, go show the boat and the girl.
I was not.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Why were you always yelling at your TV, Gordon?
Show where the croquet mallet goes. I'll run that boat through you. Janice.
Oh.
Is Janice the one that Bob had relations with?
Him?
No.
Okay, you know
she sued him.
She sued him?
Janice.
Did Dickinson.
What's her last name?
It's Dickinson.
I knew it was vulgar.
It's not vulgar.
No, I think it, I think it was.
Don't do it.
I think it was Parkinson.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
It
was
Parkinson.
Well, dead of Parkinson. Dead Bob Burton.
Yeah, and Kinky, Bob and Kinky Barton. Friedman died of Barton. Dickinson.
Whoa.
Boy, look at this.
What?
1980, when Vanna White first got to town.
Are you looking at the pictures?
No.
Holy moly.
She's on The Price is Right.
Look she at was a contestant?
Yeah, look. There's
a what?
Wow. Vanna.
She was a contestant.
A contestant.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dave.
1980.
Man, she was a looker.
She was kid? She?
She had a daughter?
What?
Gross. She still
that
looks
is
good,
gross.
Right? Isn't she like 70?
Yeah.
She's going to carry on.
She yeah. doesn't look good now.
Even though Sajak. Hey,
yeah.
What's that, EA? Hey,
she Carrie. Doesn't look good now.
What do you mean she
that?
Doesn't look good now?
So, I just looked
so
her up.
She EA would bad. Turn it down.
EA, you're going on a cruise cool. with your family.
Yeah.
If you could replace your 9-year-old brother with 70-year-old Vanna White, would you?
I mean, yeah, but. But that's
wait,
why
how old are you, EA?
I'm 35.
And Vanna White is gross to you.
I mean, she back when she was on Married with Children, that episode, back in the day, EA had some fun with that. But now, it's not great. I'm sorry.
Okay, first of all, I'm a little bit thrown by your pronunciation of episode. Second of all, you talking about yourself in the third person is weird.
That's actually perfect.
How are your standards that high that Vanna White wouldn't even make it onto your yacht?
Okay, I'm sorry. It's my fantasy. Let's go. It's not going to happen.
Okay, who's in your fantasy? Who's your top fantasy girl?
Right now, Candace Swanepoel from the Victoria's Secret model. You know, yeah, she's...
Candace Swimming Pool?
Yeah, Candace.
Swim pool. I don't know how to say her last
wait.
It's some kind
swimming
of...
pool? What are you saying?
Pool. Swim pool?
Swim pool? Swim pool? How do you
I can't pronounce it.
Well, how do you spell it?
Yeah, you can. I got to look it up.
SW what?
Well, just try to spell it.
SWANEPOEL.
You're just saying random
swan
letters.
Swan pool.
That was wobble. SWQRQQQ5
fire hydrant
12
Camaro
12 building onion ring.
That doesn't spell anything, EA. All right, so Gordon,
onion ring.
Gordon,
EA, that's an O.
Oh, we called him onion ring.
Yeah, you ever had one in Munger?
Onion ring.
Gordon, if EA were going to read a promo for your Twitch stream tonight, are you going to do one? Are you going to go head-to-head with the debate?
You know, I think that what I'm going to do is just like from 7:35 to 8, so it's going to be really, really short, but I at least want to get on Twitch tonight. 7:35.
Well, do it. Do it as the... EA.
Make sure to...
Well, if I do it as EA, then no one will hear the information.
All right. Relay it to me what you're doing right now, and then you do it in EA.
All right. How about EA, you say it. I'll tell you what to say, and then you say it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Twitch tonight at 7:35.
Twitch tonight at 7:35.
Watch Gordon Keith.
Watch Gordon Keith.
Tell you everything you've always wanted to know.
Tell you everything you've always wanted to know.
About my crotch.
About my crotch.
And the website is twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
And the website is twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
And I like waterfall frogs.
I don't like waterfall frogs.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
what are waterfall frogs? Thank you, EA, for the assist.
Love you, Gordon.
All right, Gordon,
yeah,
thank 735, you.
735, a short little Twitch.
Join us
if you dare.
We love you, and we'll talk to you. I think you're off next week. Oh, he had to go to the bathroom. Are you off next week?
Double onion ring.
Yes, I am off for a few weeks.
All right. Well, you
as
have
I take a much-needed rest and a time of reflection.
Yes. Enjoy your sabbatical, and we will catch up with you very soon, and we dearly love you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gordon.
Bye, EA.
To the Menendezes.
Love you, Gordon.